Joining us now is Carolyn McCaskey. She's the UN Deputy Emergency Relief Coordinator, and she joins us from Abidjan in the Ivory Coast. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're most welcome, Michelle. I'm very glad to do it.
So can you describe for us now the situation in Liberia as regards to getting food and aid to the people who need it most?
Well, we have a logistics team that has gone in today, and up to now the UN has been depending very much on other colleagues and on operating partners. But it's not enough, and there are a lot of people who are subsisting on very, very low rations at the moment.
With President Taylor's departure, will it now be easier to get humanitarian aid into Liberia, or are there concerns that his exit may usher in a new period of chaos and perhaps a fresh wave of fighting?
Well, our very strong hope is that his departure will mean that Liberians can breathe a sigh of relief. We were extremely encouraged by the very positive reception that the population has given to the West African forces since they arrived, and we're hoping that that spirit will prevail. The big question mark, of course, is whether or not Taylor's supporters will lash out in retaliation at what they will see as a perceived injustice to their own boss.
Well, it seems like there's a question regarding the rebels also, who for now control the Freeport in Monrovia. They've used this prize to dole out supplies to their supporters. Since they're quite angry about Charles Taylor's chosen successor, are there concerns that they may keep a tight grip on the port?
The fact is that they have consistently said that they will give access to the port when he steps down and leaves the country. The fact is he has now done both, and we would hope that they would make good on their promise.
It's been very difficult to get a credible count on casualties from Liberia, especially outside Monrovia, since the fighting resumed. What is the scope of the humanitarian crisis?
Well, we are talking about probably deaths in the hundreds in and around Monrovia, but we too have no firm information on the number of casualties upcountry. What we do know is that there are large sections of the country to which we have had no access, and it is only in the last couple of days that a major convoy made up mainly of ICRC and MSF and other partners has been able to cross the lines and drive northward and into the hinterland with some supplies.
Well, here in Liberia, we have a country that suffered through the most savage aspects of war in the past decade. How will the UN go about trying to establish not just peace and civility, but basic services, running water, or a working medical system?
Well, first of all, one needs to understand that very large numbers of people who live in the rural areas don't have the kind of public utilities that we are used to in the West, and that for them one of the most important things is getting access to wells, getting the medical clinics open, and letting them get back to their fields. In Monrovia itself, there will of course be a tremendous work required to put back the services, but our understanding is that the destruction is not as massive as has been the case in other places, although there are some areas we are very worried about the sanitation system in the city. But we need to remember also that Liberia is full of technically competent people who, once they can get back to work, will be able to do a lot of this themselves.
Carolyn McCaskey, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Not at all. You're most welcome.
Carolyn McCaskey is the UN Deputy Emergency Relief Coordinator, and she spoke to us about getting humanitarian aid into Liberia.